Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We have no idea where we're going with today's Doggy Diaries outside of we know it's a game and it's spooky. We've got our producer Kyle in here to lead the way. Kyle, why don't you explain the game?
Well, as the predominant dog parent this time of year, I know you guys are focused on your kids' Halloween costumes. I'm focused on what my dog's going to be.
Cute.
She's been a hot dog about 5 years running, and I'm going to guess she's going to be a hot dog again. But okay. I still like to know what are the coolest and cutest Halloween costumes for pets. So the USA Today actually released a list of some of the cutest costumes you can get, and I picked out my five favorites. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys three clues for the costume. You guys just need to buzz in with your name. You know what it is. Person who knows the most costumes wins this week's Doggy Diary costume contest.
Okay. Perfect. So really the only rule to the game is that our name is our buzzer.
Much like the 5 at 8:35.
Okay.
Watch us screw that up.
Yeah, right. I'll be like, Melissa. With all of that said, let's play.
Costume number one. This outfit will officially make your pet the king or queen of the house. You're going to hear your pet roar with excitement over this.
Melissa. Lion.
Is it lion? A lion mane from Chewy. You're right. My last clue? Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful costume. Next one up. This outfit will make your dog the monster of the Midway. Hide the salmon.
Melissa. Bear.
Is it a bear?
Just an animal, the bear?
Yeah, a bear costume from Amazon. Well, Austin, if Melissa gets one more, she wins the game.
Okay.
But this one might be up your alley. It would be a personal foul if you don't buy this for your pet.
Austin. It's a football player.
Is it a football player? No, let me get to clue number two. Popular with pets named Scotty Puppin.
Austin.
You don't get to do it again. This is like the 5 at 8:35.
Is it a basketball player? There's no rules to this game.
Why is that always happening?
Well,
to be
fair, the only rule of the game was that your name is your buzzer, not that you couldn't buzz in twice.
You can't buzz in twice with a 5 at 8:35.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to costume number four. Your dog is bringing the hot stuff in this outfit. You'll want to get a dozen photos with this costume on. America runs.
Austin. Donut costume. Donut.
Is it donut? Let me get to the final clue here. America runs.
Melissa? A Dunkin' coffee.
A Dunkin' coffee?
Yeah.
America runs to your Instagram to see it. Do you guys have any other guesses?
Austin.
Hot dog.
A dozen.
All right. Well, we were looking for Dunkin' Donuts employee. Okay, well, because...
That one was rough.
Yeah, you're telling me. Last one. The costume will be carrying the most important item of all. You may be able to find this in aisle 12. The cuteness will take up most of the room in this four-wheeled, or should I say, legged outfit. 3 seconds.
I don't know.
Ooh, we were looking for Target shopping cart.
You didn't say
cart.
One of the wheels was broken.
No, well, that's only if your dog is limping. No. But with a score of 2-1, Melissa,
okay. You
are this year's Doggy Diaries costume contest winner.
Thank you. I haven't won in a long time. I really, really appreciate it.
I got another question.
What is it?
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's gotta go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You better make them good, because the ones we've gotten already are really good. You send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we tell you which ones got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend, Debbie in Lockport. Debbie, how are you? Oh, wait. There we go. Debbie, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing so good,
really
Debbie.
Really good. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Kyle, let's do it.
All right, from a 224 texter, one's got to go. Never being able to brush your teeth again or never being able to shower again. Which one's got to go?
Oh, the brush. No, I have to shower every day, so the brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Melissa's like, you guys do these every day?
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
Yeah, don't talk to me
don't
like
that. Don't do
that. Yeah, but sidebar, that was a great one.
That was a good one. Melissa, which one's got to go for you?
Yeah. I'm going to say, I will also say that the brushing the teeth's got to go. I mean, I get a lot of satisfaction out of a clean mouth. Because Austin's got a dirty mouth, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, he swears a lot.
But I need a shower.
Okay, Austin?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Can we clip that
yeah,
part
we already
of the show?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the brushing of the teeth's got to go. You know how much I need a shower. I need a shower.
Okay.
We all agree with that.
Okay. All right. From an 847 texter, one's got to go, Debbie. People who are constantly having sneezes or constantly having the hiccups. Which one's got to go?
The sneezing's got to go because you're spreading germs.
That's a good point there, Debbie. Austin?
Yeah, the sneezing's got to go. And because they say, like, your body stops working for, like, the split second when you sneeze.
Is that true?
That's why they say God bless you, I think. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if that's an old wives' tale.
I don't want my whole body stopping that much. I'll take the hiccups, even though, was this question asked because our very own Melissa McGurn?
Yeah,
is currently hiding the fact that she has the hiccups?
It's funny because the number that texted it in is also my phone number. Austin or Melissa?
I will also say I'm going to say that the hiccups have to go because I have them right now. And I want them to go. And they aren't gone. And Austin said to hold my breath and it doesn't work.
We're nothing if not professional around these parts. Also, you don't know the holding breath hasn't worked because you haven't tried it yet.
I've tried it.
Hold your breath for the rest of the segment.
All right,
Kyle.
Guys. Last one. Stop fighting. Okay, last one just for you today, Debbie, from an 815 texter. One's got to go. Being around someone who ends all their statements as a question or someone who says everything really loudly. Ooh. Which one's got to go, Debbie?
Oh, the loudly.
Loudly's got to go. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. Because that's rude. The question, I mean, you can get by that, but the loudly, no. I like my ears.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You sound like you could be confused on that.
No.
I think she knows what she's doing.
People are asking.
Debbie, thanks for joining us.
That was one's gotta go.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Steven in Evanston for Dear Melissa in Austin, who is maybe not loving the fact that I'm calling him honey. Hey, honey.
What?
Hey, baby. How's it going?
No.
Sweets.
Please stop.
No, actually, what's going on, Steven? What's happening?
Hey, thank you, guys. So my dad, he's got this new girlfriend who's, she's very nice. But she constantly has these little pet names for me that kind of get, I think they cross the line sometimes. And she's not from the South, so it's not like, sweetie, baby, oh, hey now, darling. They're like, hey, sweetheart, hand on the back. A little bit kind of just, she's only 10 years older than me. So she's like 42, I'm 32. So.
Well, can you give me one other example?
Absolutely. So I'm loading the dishwasher. And she comes over and just puts her hand on me. She's like, now, sweetie, let me show you exactly how to do that. And she leans over this really low-cut little tank top and her little gym pants, that, you know, the kind that hug your buttocks. Yeah.
Buttocks.
I don't know. We're on the radio. So, and she's leaning over this thing, and she's like, someday you'll learn how to do this. I'm like, someday? I'm barely 10 years younger than you. It's not like I'm going to learn much more about loading a dishwasher. But I think she's kind of got a thing for me, and I'm not sure how to talk to my dad about this.
Mm.
Or is it just a fun, sweet pet name? I don't know. It's just I'm catching a little vibe from her, and I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Right.
I don't think she's doing anything. I think that's just the way she is.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up that vibe, too.
It doesn't sound like she's necessarily interested. Some people just call other people sweetie, sweetheart. There are people out there that don't like being called those names. I'm not one of them. I love when people call me honey or sweetheart. Like if I'm in the grocery store and the woman is doing the checkout for me and, you know, so I'm like, okay, honey, sure, no problem.
Oh my gosh. You would love eating at a Waffle House. My goodness.
I love that.
All the waitresses do is call you hon and sweetheart.
Right. And I don't know why people despise it. And they do. I think it's the cutest little thing. And I don't think she's trying to do anything.
Yeah. If it was this on top of other maybe advancements, maybe like with physical touch involved, then maybe. But if she's just dressing a certain way and calling you sweetheart or hon, like I don't think that it's anything to worry about. That's just who she is, and it's just going to take some getting used to.
Can I ask you guys one quick question then? So what if the roles were reversed and I'm the guy and this is a girl who's 10 years younger and a daughter, and I said, hey, darling, hey, honey, sweetheart. I don't know. I think it's a different vibe, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It is definitely a different vibe. Yeah. But we have to live by different rules, essentially. Like, that's just something we have to kind of deal with. Because men and women, males and females, are two completely different breeds. The way we think and act and everything. So.
Yeah. So you really can't compare the two. You know, guys do it, but I don't think it's as common as women do. But the guys that do it, I picture in my mind, like an older, like an innocence about them,
right,
if they're doing it and delivering it in an innocent kind of way. If anybody, male or female, does it in a creepy way, like, hey, honey, I mean, then that's going to get weird.
That's when it's
some of it's in the delivery.
Sure.
Yeah. And how much eye contact's being made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That too.
Yeah. And if they're licking their lips or not.
Ew.
It's another tell, Mel. Steven, thank you so much for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin, man. I hope this helped.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
If you need advice, email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
What is the funniest thing your kid said? 312-946-4995. You'd think this would stem from me and my little four-year-old, but no. Melissa. Your now teenager, Porter, what was the thing that he said?
It was his McDonald's order.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I remember ordering McDonald's as a teenager, and let me just tell you, mine would go on for days because I ordered a lot of food, but Porter's rail thin, so I can't imagine it's that aspect of it, is it?
Not exactly. I give him a call on the way home from work. I'm a little late, so I figure he was off last week because parent-teacher conferences or something. And I thought, oh, I'm going to bring him some lunch.
Oh, nice.
I call, he answers, thank goodness. And I say, what do you want from McDonald's? I'm going to stop for you on my way home. Okay. I'll take 2 cheeseburgers plain. I said, okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll be back in like 30 minutes. He goes, wait. I said, what? I'll take 2 cheeseburgers plain and a 10-piece chicken nugget. Okay, got it. 2 cheeseburgers plain, 10-piece chicken nugget. Okay, I'll see you in 30 minutes. No, wait. What? I'll take 2 cheeseburgers plain, a 10-piece chicken McNugget, and a small fry. Okay. So, all right. 2 cheeseburgers plain, 10-piece chicken McNugget, small fry.
He's done
got
there.
It. And this is serious. Like, he's not even trying to be funny. And I go, got it. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. No, wait. Actually, wait. What? I want 2 cheeseburgers plain, a 10-piece chicken McNugget, a small fry, and a Sprite.
This is like the 12 Days of Christmas song, but for ordering McDonald's.
It is. And I said, are you done?
Yeah. And he's like, no, a partridge in a pear tree as well.
I know. And 5 golden rings. I don't know. But I was like, do you need dessert? An apple pie? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. But that just cracked me up because that is literally how it went down.
Right. It is not easy being a mom. And things like that only make it that much more difficult.
I know. I'm like, just tell me what you want. Like, can't you figure
it out? He could have
said
all of that in the first time you asked what he wanted.
He didn't know what he wanted. He just kept adding, oh, and I want And I want...
Look, not that I'm coming to his defense, but as a former teenage boy, I do remember, like, being hungry and then realizing, oh, no, wait, I'm hungrier than that.
Yeah.
And then realizing, wait, they also serve this. I could also eat that. I could also go for this. You should see me ordering at a fast food drive-thru now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll order something, and then I'll just look back at Meredith with, like, the most shocked look on my face. And then I'll go back and order something else, then, and a vanilla cone. And then I'll look back, and I'll be like, what am I doing? 312-946-4995. What's the funniest thing your kid said? I guess we should say recently, because kids say random things all the time. But what is the funniest thing your kid has said? 312-946-4995. We want to hear your story. And maybe it has to do with ordering. Who knows?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Mikey and Palatine.
What's the funniest thing your kid said?
So I was a long time ago when I was changing one of my daughter's diapers. My oldest came by, goes, grabs a diaper, and she goes, "Dad, Mom needs a diaper." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, Mom pooped her pants."
Oh, no. Mom pooped her pants?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Did she actually? Or
yeah,
was he
or
a
was
little
she just
confused?
Misunderstood?
No, she actually did.
Oh! Hello!
makes it even funnier.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I feel bad for her that she pooped her pants.
Yeah, God
hey.
Love her. Mom really did need a diaper.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Oh, kids say the funniest things. Thanks for the call, Mike. That was great.
Yeah, thank you, Mikey. We appreciate it, man.
Have a good day, guys.
Heather in Batavia.
What's the funniest thing your kid said?
So a few years back, I was admitted to the hospital for a health issue, and my daughter was in like kindergarten, maybe first grade, and I had her writing out the list of what I needed, like from the house for them to bring me. Mm-hmm. And so like I started off, I was like, I need lotion and pajamas and a toothbrush and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, all right, now read it back to make sure you have everything down. Well, she wrote it as a kindergarten / first grader would have. So as she's reading it back to me, she's like, we need blue sheet and pajamas.
Oh, my gosh.
A toothbrush and everything else. And I'm internally dying laughing because it's so funny because she's reading it to me in, like, her spelling.
Yeah, right.
She'll be 16 in January. And to this day, I still have the list, like, in a picture frame, like, in a box somewhere.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Pajamas. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you didn't. Like, no one forgot your pajamas.
Yeah, right. Make sure you brush your teeth.
Yeah, with my toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I still like when we're at the store, I was like, "Do you need any louche?" And I'm like, I can't like undo it now.
That is great.
Well, thanks for the call, Heather. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Heather.
Not a problem. You guys have a great morning.
Katie and Schaumburg.
What's the funniest thing your kids said?
We grew up on country music. My kids grew up on country music. He's 18 now, but back in the day when he was like 8, he's like, "Mom, what is whiskey and why is it in every country song?"
That's like, a legit question.
Son, that's when we have that conversation at a later time.
Yeah, it was just, I was
like, wow, you are really listening to every word.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
That's when you realize.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then you have to teach them about, you know, the different proofs of whiskey and the alcohol volume content, right?
Right, yeah, no, we did not get into that.
How old did you say he is again now?
He's 18 now.
Oh, I was going to ask if he's gotten into whiskey, but yeah, I guess he doesn't want to do that just yet.
Yeah, well, let's hope not, just for Katie's sake, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Katie. That was great.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Debbie in Lockport.
What's the funniest thing your kid said?
Well, it's my granddaughter.
Okay.
She always helps her dad change the water in the water cooler, and last night they went to do it, and he went to tell her something, and she stopped him. She said, Daddy, this isn't my first rodeo.
No. No way.
What an adult saying that she picked up on.
Oh, that is adorable.
That is really cute.
Yeah, she's a trip.
I guess.
And how old is she?
She's 5.
5 years old. You know what? It probably wasn't her first rodeo.
You expect that from somebody who's been around a long time.
I'm wondering if she even knows what a rodeo is.
I don't think so, but I think she picked it up from me.
Okay, all right.
She must have.
Yeah. So it wasn't your first rodeo either.
Nope. Yeah.
That's so cute.
All week we are giving away copies of Kenny Chesney's new book. Yeah, that's right. Your favorite country artist is now an author with his latest book, Heart, Life, Music. But we're not just stopping there. One lucky winner from this week will also qualify for tickets to his book tour event at the Copernicus Center on November 5th. But you got to know what's going on in the world.
That's right. This is Trends with Benefits. And who do we have on the line?
Joining us today is our dear friend, Sue in Lyle.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Sue. We've got Trends with Benefits. Hope you know what's going on in the news. And yes, it's a chance to win a copy of Kenny Chesney's book, Heart, Life, Music. Now, Trends with Benefits, we've got 3 stories. 2 are fake, 1 is real. You have to tell us the real one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Here we go. Story number 1. Actor Hugh Grant was recently caught in a public Zoom meeting with fans and was not wearing pants after the actor stood up thinking his camera was off.
Story number 2. NFL announces Sting will headline Super Bowl branded concert.
And story number 3, director David Fincher is taking on the task of converting the popular board game Scrabble into a full-length feature film.
Which one's the real one?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say it sounds more like Hugh Grant. Ouch!
Is it Hugh Grant? Oh, I'm so sorry. No,
he's still wearing his pants, Sue.
Oh, I really liked you too, Sue.
He's still wearing his pants.
Yeah, from what we know, yeah. So our sources say, hey, Sue, hang on 1 second. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, yeah. What's up?
I really like Sue.
I know.
I don't want her to go home empty-handed.
She sounds really sweet.
Right?
I don't either.
And plus, like, we love Lyle. Like, so I feel like we should maybe give her another chance.
Yeah, let's give Sue another shot at it.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Hey, Sue.
Yeah?
We're going to give you another shot. So of the 2 stories remaining, which one is the real one? Sting playing the NFL-branded concert or David Fincher, director, making Scrabble into a full-length feature film?
I've heard so many things about the Super Bowl that I don't even know what to believe. So I'm going with Scrabble.
Is it Scrabble? Oh, Sue, I'm so sorry. Oh, this is so heartbreaking because we really wanted you to win this.
Austin.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hey, Sue, 1 second real quick.
Hold on, Sue.
Just a second.
Austin, look. Yeah. Sue sounds fantastic.
She does.
And, like, she reads the news.
Yeah.
She knows all about that Super Bowl NFL stuff. Why don't we give her one more chance?
Give her one more chance? I mean, in baseball, they do allow 3 strikes before you're out.
Exactly. And that's why. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Sue.
God, I love you guys.
Well, thank you. You don't have to butter us up because we're going to give you one more chance at this. So, of the 1 story remaining, Sting singing an NFL-themed concert.
I'm guessing it's going to be Sting.
Is that the real story?
Is it Sting?
It is! Yes! Sue! You've got yourself a new copy of Kenny Chesney's book!
Oh my God, that's super awesome. I love Kenny.
Oh,
he's great. But you're also qualified to win tickets to his book tour event.
Yeah.
On November 5th, where you'd see him in person. Yeah.
Awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Well, look, it pays to know the trends as well as you do, doesn't it?
You know what? Sometimes when you got it, you got it.
That's true. Another chance to win this book this time tomorrow, right here on Melissa and Austin. 24 hours from right now, we have a major announcement. That's all we're going to say about that. So 24 hours from right now, make sure you are listening to US 99. And then right after the major announcement, we'll get into some great news like we are right now.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Just like this, it's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you are also going to feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great
Jim in Chicago.
Jim, what's your great news?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning. Hi. Sorry, yeah, my good news is, I'm sorry, it's just a little new and exciting for me. I started with a new company about a month and a half ago.
Yeah?
And finally got promoted for my first time to a supervisor position in my life. You know, it's
just
kind of nice to finally work for a company that shows appreciation for their employees, you know?
Oh, no kidding. So it sounds like it's something you've been waiting a long time for.
Yeah, I was in automotive for about 20 years, and, you know, I finally switched something up to something completely different, and, you know, things are finally going my way, so it's awesome.
I love that.
That's great. Does it make you sometimes think that, oh, I should have left that place earlier?
I probably should have done it about 15 years ago.
Oh, jeez. Well, hey, you know, you finally did it, and now things are sounding like they're better than ever.
Yeah, I, you know, Melissa and Austin, I couldn't be more happier. I couldn't with the crew I had, the management. I mean, it's just great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so good to hear, man.
Anytime, you know, you get recognized for your hard work and then you get promoted. I mean, what a great feeling.
Because
you know that you're doing a great job.
Sure.
You know that they respect you. So I think that that's fantastic.
Yeah.
One last question from me. I tend to always ask this just because, and I do get excited. It's not that I'm totally like money oriented, but did you get a nice pay raise?
Oh, gosh, Melissa.
What? It's like, that's such a great fun part of it.
That is your go-to question.
Well, because I get excited for when people get a chance to make more money.
I did.
All right.
And it does come with, the position does come with like more of a sales incentive for what we do sell. So.
Come on.
All right. Let's go.
Well, Jim,
Look at you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that great news with us. And if any more updates come along the workplace, you know our number. So please continue to keep us updated, okay?
And you guys are great. Thank you so much.
No,
okay,
thank
congratulations.
You. Congratulations. Congrats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Melissa, you were saying the other day you had the exterminator out to the house and you had a question about it.
The guy came twice and I did not tip him the first time. And then I wondered if I was supposed to tip him.
Do you tip an exterminator?
Well, that's what I'm wondering because it's a service.
Right.
So I'm wondering, do or should I have tipped the exterminator? Which, by the way, he was there for 10 minutes.
That's a good question. And a question that I think should be posed in the form of a game. In fact, everyone's favorite game, to tip or not to tip. That is the question. Yeah. I think Shakespeare said it best. I think we should get caller number 5 right now, 312-946-4995. Play an old-fashioned game of whether or not this deserves to be tipped. Because we live in a tipping culture right now where things that you wouldn't even think you should or would tip on, they flip around that iPad and very quickly you're like, oh, am I adding gratuity to this?
Yeah, and I'm going to throw in some that are very questionable. And I'm curious to see, as you call in for caller 5, if you think these people should be tipped.
312-946-4995. Caller 5 right now is going to get in and let their voice be heard on this tipping culture. To tip or not to tip. We're going to play coming up next. It's time to play everyone's favorite game, especially in this overblown tipping culture that we live in.
Yeah, it is.
To tip or not to tip? That is the question we will be asking. Our contestant today is, of course, none other than Mr. Mark in Arlington Heights. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing so good.
Great. I'm going to give you some scenarios that could go either way. And I want you to tell us whether you should be tipping for that or not.
Sounds good.
All right. With all that said, let's play.
Mark, the guy who delivered your couch.
No tip.
No tip. Why is that?
He's already getting paid for his duties.
Right. Oh. Okay, so no tip, says Mark.
All right. I tipped my couch, that guy, last year. Anyway, the second one, the tow truck driver.
It would depend on if he's towing someone else or towing my car. So I would say that's a questionable one. I'm going to say no tip.
No tip.
No tip.
Okay.
All right. The appliance repair guy.
No tip.
No. Wow.
No
hey.
Tip.
Look, I'm not going to call Mark stingy, but some might call him that.
Your hotel housekeeper.
Tip. Definitely tip.
All right, so the hotel housekeeper, definitely tip.
Okay.
Oh, we got one in there.
There we go. All right.
And the mobile car detailer.
Tip. Definitely tip.
Definitely tip.
Mm. All right, so we've got 2 out of 5 tipping, but you would not tip, I'm interested in this, you would not tip the guy who delivered your couch.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't, because he's already getting paid for his job and his duties. It's almost along the lines of, do I tip a firefighter for putting out a fire?
Ooh.
They're doing their job.
Is that the same thing as the housekeeper that's getting paid to clean your hotel room?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
So now Mark's like, no, okay, you know what? I won't tip her either.
No, I've just always tipped, you know, housekeepers at hotels.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mark, last one on your way out the door. To tip or not to tip? Your favorite morning radio hosts.
Tip.
Yeah!
Come on.
All right. We're getting that check in the mail real soon.
Yeah. My Venmo is just at Austin Huff, okay?
You got it.
I would laugh if you started getting money in there.
Not a chance, I do.
Not a chance.
Mark, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you playing To Tip or Not to Tip.
You guys have a great day.
It's time to play everyone's favorite game, especially in this overblown tipping culture that we live in.
Yeah, it is.
To tip or not to tip? That is the question we will be asking. Our contestant today is, of course, none other than Mr. Mark in Arlington Heights. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing so good.
Great. I'm going to give you some scenarios that could go either way. And I want you to tell us whether you should be tipping for that or not.
Sounds good.
All right. With all that said, let's play.
Mark, the guy who delivered your couch.
No tip.
No tip. Why is that?
He's already getting paid for his duties.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so no tip, says Mark.
All right. I tipped my couch, that guy, last year. Anyway, the second one, the tow truck driver.
It would depend on if he's towing someone else or towing my car. So I would say that's a questionable one. I'm going to say no tip.
No tip.
No tip.
Okay.
All right. The appliance repair guy.
No tip.
No. Wow.
No
hey.
Tip.
Look, I'm not going to call Mark stingy, but some might call him that.
Your hotel housekeeper.
Tip. Definitely tip.
All right, so the hotel housekeeper, definitely tip.
Okay.
Oh, we got one in there.
There we go. All right.
And the mobile car detailer.
Tip. Definitely tip.
Definitely tip.
Mm. All right, so we've got 2 out of 5 tipping, but okay. You would not tip, I'm interested in this, you would not tip the guy who delivered your couch.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't, because he's already getting paid for... his job and his duties. It's almost along the lines of, do I tip a firefighter for putting out a fire?
Ooh.
They're doing their job.
Is that the same thing as the housekeeper that's getting paid to clean your hotel room?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
So now Mark's like, no, okay, you know what? I won't tip her either.
No, I've just gotcha. Always tipped, you know, housekeepers at hotels.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mark, last one on your way out the door. To tip or not to tip? Your favorite morning radio hosts.
Tip.
Yeah! That's
come on.
All right. We're getting that check in the mail real soon.
Yeah. Yeah. My Venmo is just at Austin Huff, okay?
You got it.
I would laugh if you started getting money in there.
Not a chance, I do.
Not a chance.
Mark, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you playing to tip or not to tip.
You guys have a great day.
Now, Mel, what do you say we get to an actual game with some real stakes on the line? Like tickets to see Ryan Hurd at Joe's on Weed, November 7th. This is a 21 and over show, so if you are of age and you want to see our guy, Ryan Hurd, perform, who we love, give us a call right now, 312-946-4995. We're looking for callers 19 and 20.
Hope you know some country trivia. The 5 at 8:35 is next with Melissa and Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.